Vavmitzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now the Mishnayos change the discussion to the dinim of paying workers. Schir yom gova kol alayla, schir layla gova kol hayom. A day laborer gets paid the whole night afterwards, and a night laborer gets paid the following day. So if you work during the day, the whole day, you get paid the night afterwards, all night until morning. If morning comes and you don't pay, the employer is over an iser. The Torah says, Lo solin pulas sachir itcha ad boiker. That's the law. And it's learned out from a drasha, like the Rab points out, that you pay him the following time period. Schir shows, gova kol alayla v'kol ayom. If a person gets paid hourly, he's hired hourly. So the way the Rav learns is a machloikis tanoim, and the Rav learns according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is that litzdodim ktani, which means that if a person was paid hourly at night, the time that he would get paid by the employer is all night. And separately, that's what stodim means, it's split up. If he got paid, let's say, a few hours during the day, then the employer has to pay him the whole day, that same day, the end of the day. Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana. If he's hired for a week, if he's hired for a month, if he's hired for a year, Schir Shavua, if he's hired for a complete Shemitah cycle, Yotzavayom, if he's finished during the day, meaning, let's say, he finished his month during the day, or any of the others, or any of the other examples, Gova Kol Hayom. That day that he finished, he collects that whole day. Yotzavalayla, Gova Kol Alayla V'Kol Hayom. And if he finishes at night, then he collects that night, and also he can collect the next day. There's a longer period of time. This is a different shita. This is Rabbi Shimon. So remember, if we said the previous halacha was stadim, was Rabbi Yehuda's shita, where they sort of split up the halacha, this is a different shita. The Mefarshim point that out. The Rav doesn't point this out, but the Mefarshim do, and the Rav seems to be saying this. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes out at night, just like Sha'os, if it goes out during the day, you collect the whole day. It goes out at night, you collect the whole night. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a difference with Laila, that if it's finished at night, not only do you collect that night, you can also collect the whole next day. I'm not sure why, by a schir yom, you collect the night afterwards, for example. Why not if, for example, let's say it's a schir chodesh here, and it finishes during the day, why do you collect all day? Why is it not, just like a schir yom, that you collect the night afterwards? That's something I don't know. I didn't learn the sugya inside, but if anybody knows, you can reach out to me.